This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Friday, September 20th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on this program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their website. Just visit spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will get all of this information. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is currently having a big book sale. Support them by buying some books, and you can do that by going to AmericanFreePress.net. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. He also has a radio program on the Ugly Truth Radio Network, and I believe you were on yesterday. I didn't listen to it yesterday. I listened to it this morning. Welcome, Jonathan.
Oh, it's great to be back, Sister Deanna. This has been a long time coming. I haven't been on in a while.
I know. Time goes by so rapidly when you're having so much fun, right?
Exactly.
Or where there's so many things going on, it's hard to keep up with everything. Anyway, I listened to your program from yesterday, and you have so much information. You really need to take notes and just re-listen because, you include a lot of details.
Yes, sister. I've always made it a point, time I go on the air, and initially when I first started with Brother Mark Glenn many, many years ago, I didn't really think too much about going on the radio, but I was encouraged to do so by my fiance, and Mark Glenn had a big hand in it because he felt that a lot of people had to hear what I had written on maskofzion.com on top of reading it. And I always told myself that if I'm going to do this, then I'm going to make sure that every single program is going to be packed with as much information as possible, because that's what we're all here for. That what we are doing is far beyond any kind of radio program. It's far beyond any kind of alternative information outlet. We are in the middle of a war, and the information war that we are all fighting is arguably the most important front line of the battle against the New World Order. So we always have to be vigilant, and we always have to make sure that our information is not only accurate, but extensive, so people know that when they listen to my program, the Mask of Zion Report on the Ugly Truth, or any one of my brothers and comrades at the Ugly Truth, or yours, of course, they know that what they are getting is not just not just a jam-packed hour or two of information, but they're getting a lesson in war.
Sure. And, of course, it's really just the tip of the iceberg. What you write on your website, and you haven't written an article for over a year because I think you have been concentrating and focusing on your radio program, because I think that so many people listen to radio that it is kind of just an introduction, and then they can go further and do research on their own. So I think radio is very, very important.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, sister. I think that, unfortunately, and I say this with a very heavy heart, but unfortunately, people don't read as much as they did before. Not just news articles, and a lot of the pieces that I have on MaskOfZion.com, they're more like white papers than regular articles because they contain so much information. I mean, if you print them out, some of them are somewhere between 40 and even 50 pages long.
Exactly.
But I think that with radio, people react to radio because they react to sound, and the vibrations of our voices have a direct effect on them, both emotionally and spiritually. So if we connect with them in a personal way, they're going to be engrossed in what we're saying. And then, yes, it will inspire them to go to the Internet, to go to the library, to go to various booksellers and find out the information on their own, because ultimately that's what we want. We're not doing this for our health, nor are we doing it just for the sake of getting the truth out there. We're doing it because we want people to wake up, educate themselves, and so we can form an army to finally topple the monsters that are subjugating the entire planet.
Exactly, right, and certainly that and we don't get paid to do this either. So this is just because a love of truth and just a love of disseminating the truth. So
yes, and this is also important too. I mean, this unfortunately, in this parasitic Jewish capitalist system, we aren't paid for telling the truth. So those of the brothers and sisters out there who are listening, the very least that they can do, considering all of the time and effort and research and energy and heart and soul that we put into this, which, again, we don't want any recognition for. We don't want any payment for. We don't want the truth and for the glory of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glory of God. The least that they can do, as long as we affect one person, even with all of the work and all of the time that we do, if we only affect one person, if we only change one person, then alhamdulillah, we did our job.
Exactly, and of course, we never realize the impact of our efforts, because one person in a family could then go on and talk to 50 family members and educate them. So it's really difficult to tell, but the thing is, we need to keep working and keep disseminating the truth, because once you know the truth and once you understand certain principles of what's going on, you have a moral responsibility to share them. Share those facts.
Absolutely. And I would say, sister, and I'm not saying this because I have some kind of delusional sense of hope or some kind of false sense of optimism. I'm saying this because I genuinely believe it. I think that this current age that we are in, this era, within the last, I would say, decade or so, that there are more people awake now than ever before. And I think that within the next decade, inshallah, God willing, I think that there will be a time where the mainstream media is not even relevant anymore, because its reputation has been so damaged by all of the victories that we have achieved.
Right. Right. And I don't think the mainstream media is relevant now at all. It's mm-hmm. laughable. And I think, I think there's still a majority of the population who get their news from the mainstream media, which is unfortunate. But I think that, as you say, the people who are getting alternative news on the alternative media are well informed and certainly can do something about it. Mm-hmm. You can make choices in your own personal life. I mean, certainly there are times when we lack hope that we are going to be able to impact things in a substantial way. I think that we can make choices that are important for us, and I think people should be informed. I think people should be able to consent to what the government is doing, trying to do to them. And there are many, many personal choices that we can make for our own benefit and for our family's benefit.
Yes, for sure. And I think you're right, sister, and I stand corrected. Even now, at this moment, the mainstream media has become a laughingstock all over the world. And I personally believe it began with Hezbollah's victory over... there's the music.
There's that music. All righty. We'll pick it up with Hezbollah on the other side of the break in about 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com, and people can hear your program by going to theuglytruth.wordpress.com, and they can click. I have a direct line over there. They can click on your program and listen to it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, you were talking about Hezbollah before we went to the break.
Yes, sister. I think the global awakening began with the Lebanese Islamic resistance of Hezbollah's victory over the illegitimate Zionist entity in 2006. This was a monumental achievement, and we can even call it a trans-historical achievement, because the Zionist entity had never been defeated before in battle. Even the setback that it had in 1973, when Hafez al-Assad had launched the October War to free the illegally occupied Golan Heights, he wasn't able to get all of it back because of the betrayal of Zionist stooge and traitor Anwar Sadat. And even if we look at the United States, for example, I know many people credit the Vietnamese resistance of driving the U.S. out of Vietnam, but it wasn't as conclusive, nor was it as concussive as Hezbollah's victory in 2006. This was an epic victory that will echo throughout the chambers of eternity and history. And when people saw that this ruthless creature, this cancerous tumor called Israel, was not as invincible as it and its partisans in the U.S. claimed, people began to wake up. And then I think it is just spiraled downhill from there. Then we had Operation Cast Lead, which even though it didn't amount to a military victory for Hamas and Islamic Jihad, they still remained. Israel was unable to cripple them, and the sheer savagery of the usurping Jewish entity's attack that murdered over 1,440 Palestinians and at least 400 of them children, it affected the world's consciousness, and again, people began waking up even more. Then we had the attack on the flotilla, in which 9 peace activists, including an American citizen, were gunned down in cold blood by trigger-happy those, and people were just shocked by it. They couldn't believe this kind of inhuman barbarity. And then lastly, I believe with what is you brought me on, we see that Syria, Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah, they have stopped World War III, which would have amounted to the deaths of not just thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions, but tens of millions of people potentially. So while the U.S., with all of its warmongering politicians that are fully on the payroll of the Jewish lobby, both parties are bankrolled and controlled by the same tribalist chosenite interests. These persons are clamoring for war, even though they don't know what the consequences are going to be. And Syria, Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia are absolutely militarily capable of responding. They push for war, while this resistance axis of Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah, along with Russia, even though they have the military capabilities to respond, they did everything in their power to avert war. So the U.S. and Israel are exposed for the warmongering devils that they are, while Russia, Iran, Syria, and the Lebanese resistance, they look like peacemakers. So just to conclude the point that we were making before the break, I do believe that the awakening is here. It's growing exponentially with every passing moment. And I think you're right, sister. I think ultimately the mainstream media doesn't even matter anymore.
No, I don't think so. Now, how did Hezbollah come into being? Who created the Hezbollah?
Well, Hezbollah's roots are in the Shia Muslim community within Lebanon. And this is a community that has been disenfranchised, oppressed, downtrodden, poverty-stricken for well over 100 years. And I would say that the seeds of militancy were sown in the early 1920s when the French colonialist regime, which, as everyone should know listening to your program because you've dedicated so much research to it, the French colonialist regime was nothing but a puppet of the Rothschild banking clan. They ruthlessly bombed South Lebanon, Bint Azbel, Nabatieh, and Taer. And the seeds of militancy grew from here. Then in the late 1960s and early 1970s, a Lebanese-Iranian cleric named Sayyid Musa al-Sadr
appeared, and he founded the movement called Islamic Amal. And this movement vowed to defend itself against not only oppression, but the impending Israeli invasion. And when the Israelis began the civil war, I know many people say that the Lebanese civil war began in 1976. I don't agree with that. I believe that the Lebanese civil war began in 1973 when that murderous son of a you-know-what, Ehud Barak, who was a commander of an elite Israeli death squad at the time, he led an attack in Beirut that murdered the famous Palestinian poet Kamal Nasser. And that's when the Lebanese civil war began, and the Israelis began funneling arms and money and intelligence to several militias, chiefly the Falangists. They provoked this war. They then invaded in 1978 with Operation Litani. They invaded again with Operation Peace for the Galilee in 1982. And at this point, the idea of resistance was so deeply embedded in the Shia community, going back so many years, they decided to take up arms. And because these persons were trained religiously in Najaf, in Iraq, a holy city in southern Iraq, as well as Qom in Iran, another holy city, they pledged themselves to the Islamic Revolution of Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini, and Iran sent somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 revolutionary guards into the Bekaa Valley in the middle of Lebanon, as well as the north, and they trained these resistance fighters, and many of them, like the great Haji Imad Mughniyeh, who was assassinated by the Israeli entity with a bomb in Damascus a few years ago, he actually found his roots fighting alongside the Palestinian resistance. So there were members who were trained religiously in Iraq and Iran, and there were also members of Hezbollah that were already deeply embedded in the resistance culture alongside Palestinians and other dispossessed Shia. So Hezbollah was created in a combination of Islamic revolutionary fervor, thanks to the Iranian Revolution in 1979 that toppled the Israeli-American puppet known as the Shah, as well as a culture of resistance that was embedded in this community going back nearly 60 years at that particular time because of French colonialism. And then secondarily, it was driven even further towards resistance and militancy because of the creation of the Zionist regime in May of 1948.
Right. Now, did the Mossad have anything at all to do with the creation of Hezbollah? Were they involved in any way?
No, absolutely not. And this is one of the most pathetic and hideous lies that I have seen go around the rings in the truth movement, that the Mossad and other Israeli intelligence services, including Amman, its military intelligence apparatus. There's that music.
There's the music. Okay, we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com, and he also has a radio program over at the Ugly Truth Radio Network. And that website is theuglytruth.wordpress.com. So go there and you can listen to Jonathan's broadcast. And they're on once a week, I believe. Right? On Tuesday?
Yes.
No,
yes,
Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. On Thursday, usually 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay. And then, of course, they are in the archives, so people can listen the day after.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. Somebody in the chat room indicated that there are really three types of Judaism. There's communism, which is left-wing Judaism, which I call the Marxist, the left-wing Marxist. Capitalism, which is the right-wing Judaism. They support free trade and that kind of thing. And then there's Zionism, which deals with imperial Judaism, international Judaism, where they are very much nationalist and want their own state. Which one do you target the most? Where do you put your focus on?
I would say that I spend most of my time talking about Zionism and capitalism, and I think it's because that they are the biggest threat to us today. I have done plenty of programs about the Jewish origins of communism, and especially about the Jewish origins of the Bolshevik Revolution in
we have seen that communism, like any other ideology, can be taken into the hands of decent people. It can be stripped down. It can be injected with its own ideas, and it can be a threat to the New World Order. And the person that pops into my head, I would say right off the bat, is Thomas Sankara in Burkina Faso and also in Cuba as well. I mean, Cuba is a communist state. It remains a communist state after 50 years since its revolution toppled the U.S. Israeli-backed dictator there. And it is still very much a threat to the New World Order, and it is still very much being attacked by organized Jewish interests, as much as most recently because it detained an American Jew who was spying on CIA. So despite the fact that we should be very aware of what communism is and its origins, I don't really believe it's that much of a threat to us today. I believe that international Jewish capitalism, in which this entire system revolves around, all of the big banks and the world banks, like the World Bank itself, the IMF, the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development, the International Bank of Settlement, these banks, these financial predators are involved in the destruction of nations all over the world. And Zionism, of course, is the political manifestation of Judaic supremacism, which we see exercising influence over governments all over the world, and specifically governments in the West. So I think that we need to speak about communism, of course, and make it very clear that it is not going to lead us to liberation. I think after more than 100 years of communist history, we see that. There have been rare cases like Cuba and Burkina Faso, but again, I believe that that is because those countries infused their own native ideology and their own native decency into the ideology. And on top of that, what we have to understand is that socialism is not a Jewish concept. And I think that people tend to make that mistake. Socialism has been around for thousands of years. Socialism was used by German tribes. Socialism has been used by African tribes. Socialism was even the policy of Messiah Jesus, peace be upon him, himself. And of course, socialism is something that is embedded in the religion of Islam. All socialism means is that you have a state, and the state takes care of its people and doesn't exploit them. And I think I think that people tend to make that mistake all of the time. So I absolutely don't have a problem with persons who focus on it, but I'm just saying in my own experience, I've met Russian nationalists who absolutely abhor Judaism and the international Jewish scheme to establish the Jewish utopia, who still identify as communists. I've met many persons from Latin America who identify as communists, and they are awake. So I wish that they would change that, but it's not something that I focus on too much.
Sure. Well, communism and capitalism are really both the same thing, both created by the same cabal. And capitalism was referred to as the European plan, and it was just the control of labor and capital and credit. And it is very, very, very close to communism, where you just have just this elite little minority taking care of everything. Speaking of Cuba, there is still sanctions against Cuba for things that they, essentials, and it's the longest running sanction as far as food and other imports into that country of any in the world. It has been going on since the 60s. I mean, it's incredible. We think of the 13-year sanction against Iraq as something very, very terrible, and certainly it was, as it led to the death of 500,000 children. But the U.S., under U.N. authority, still sanctions Cuba.
It's very true. I mean, to this day, the embargo cripples the Cuban economy, and the fact that this state is still standing, to me, is a testament of the Cuban people's will and the Cuban people's defiance. But that embargo is absolutely a crime against humanity. And every single year, vast majority of the world, and this is by no means an exaggeration, we are talking about 150-plus countries every single year vote to repeal the embargo with the UN, and the only entities that continue to vote to uphold it are the U.S. and the usurping Zionist regime. So, so regardless of this ideology that we may not agree with, they still remain a frontline battleground against this plot to subjugate humanity, and the embargo should absolutely. The same thing could be said for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. They have been against that country for more than five decades, and their ideology, while not truly communist, certainly derives from some kind of communist thought. But they have been resisting the New World Order, and unlike some Arab countries, which I am very ashamed to say as an Arab and as a Muslim, that have relations with the usurping Zionist regime, the DPRK, or as it's referred to by the Jewish mainstream media in North Korea, does not. So I think, sister, what it boils down to, again, as you say, communism, when you speak about that, and communists try to dance around it, but when they say they're establishing the dictatorship of the proletariat, it's really no different than the elite plutocracy that we have here on American and European capitalism. It's the same idea. But nevertheless, for me, what it boils down to is regardless of what your ideology is, regardless of what your religion is, and certainly regardless of what your ethnic background is, if you are standing against the monsters, then I will pick up a gun and I will get in the trenches with you.
Yes, yes. And I certainly do believe that Zionism is a threat to all peoples, no matter who they are. It's a threat to all peoples, and what they would like us to do is to fight each other, and that's always been their way of doing things. To get two Christian countries or a Christian and an Arab country to fight each other, and then they sit back and make all the money. But this is their tactics to divide and conquer. So I don't think that. Now, I'm a nationalist. I value many different peoples. I don't believe in exclusivity. I believe that each race has wonderful attributes and skills and propensities. But I do worry about the multiculturalism and its impact in all the countries of the world. And it certainly has an impact all over.
Yes, and I absolutely agree with you there also. And I feel that multiculturalism, which is rooted in Marxism, a classical, very strict interpretation of Marxism, is a threat to humanity. Because what multiculturalism seeks to accomplish is to wipe out all of our cultural uniqueness and all of our wonderful ancient traits, whether you're Arab, whether you're European, whether you're Asian, South Asian, African, Latin American. Multiculturalism is clearly, unequivocally, categorically, a Jewish scheme to wipe out our traits as indigenous people and replace it with another Jewish-created, Jewish-sanctioned ideology. And it's certainly not something that I agree with.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. He has a program, a radio program, on the Ugly Truth Radio Network, and their website is, theuglytruth.wordpress.com. And getting back to multiculturalism, I think that there are many people in this country who are very disturbed by all of the immigrants, particularly from Mexico and from other parts of the world. And I think that, there are countries in Europe who are overrun with immigrants from third world countries. And it just seems like every country is being homogenized. Simply because of the Zionist objectives. What is your views? What are your views?
I tend to agree, sister, but the missing link in any discussion about multiculturalism, not you, I know, you have made mention of it before, and we, of course, on The Ugly Truth, have driven this point home, is the fact that with refugees and immigrants from the Islamic world going to countries in Europe and even here in America, there's a reason for it. Persons are not just leaving countries that their families have lived in for well over 1,000 years to come here for nothing.
They're coming here for a damn good reason, and that reason, of course, is because of the war that organized Jewish interests have pressured and organized the United States and Europe to get involved in. And beyond recognition, beyond even the point of minimal recovery, and I can say that about my own homeland of Iraq, of Afghanistan, of Lebanon in the 1980s with the Zionist-driven civil war and the Zionist occupation. Of course, the occupation of Palestine has created the largest amount of refugees on the face of the earth. And even if we look in places like France or in Spain, where you see immigrants from Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia, Egypt, Lebanon and Syria, this is because of the French, on behalf of the Rothschild dynasty, have been colonizing that those parts of the world for several hundred years. So I think that when we speak of multiculturalism, we have to talk about what is making people leave. And I think that this is what a lot of white and European nationalists get wrong. And you, of course, can correct me if you disagree, sister, that they think that organized Jewish interests are just pushing brown people into their countries for no reason. And I believe that this is not only factually incorrect, but I believe it is supremely bigoted. Nobody is going to leave their country, their homeland, nations that they are predisposed to, in which their blood and their guts and their life and their soul has been for thousands of years, if it wasn't for a specific reason. For example, Mexico has been raked over the coals by the Jewish-run IMF for decades. The country has been overrun by drug dealers that have been armed by the CIA and the Mossad, and that they do extensive work with them, and it has made many cities in Mexico completely unlivable. The economy, despite a rich oil industry, is tanking, and people are poor because of the amount of reparations and debt that country has to pay to the IMF. So what do people do? They cross over the border in an attempt to get a better life. And that, of course, is only some of them. And there are others, just absolute scumbags, criminals, rapists, murderers, who cross the border to escape not only local authorities, but international authorities. So my point is that if the interventionism all over the world stops, then persons will be able to cultivate their nations and they won't worry about immigration. In the case of the Middle East, of course, you have had this neocon Zionist agenda driving American, British, and French policy for decades, I would say with the death of Kennedy after the Mossad assassinated him. U.S. policy has been completely dominated by fanatical Zionists, and it has made them pursue destructive policies in the Middle East, and that has made persons leave their nations and go to other places. So I think that what has to stop is that we have to stop sending our children to leftist colleges, and this is something that you have done many, many brilliant radio programs on, about how the entire system of colleges in this country is Bolshevik and Jewish in origin. We have to stop sending our children to leftist-dominated schools, which fill their heads with this destructive multiculturalist ideology. That's the first thing. The second thing, we need to stand up against the financial predators throughout the world, because these international banks are destroying the economies of third world, or as I prefer to call them, global south countries. And thirdly, we have to stop the wars and meddling in other people's business, because it destroys their countries and makes them want to leave. If we're able to do these things, then I believe the two sides of the same Jewish Zionist coin, multiculturalism internally and imperialism externally, can be defeated.
Exactly. And when you speak of warfare, this has been going on for some time, where they have executed warfare in various countries, and it doesn't matter which country. You can apply the same thing to Ireland in the 1840s. They starved the people, absolutely starved the people, and the only reason that the Irish left their country, which they certainly didn't want to leave, was because if they stayed, they would have starved to death.
Exactly.
And that is what they have done throughout the Middle East. I mean, if you bomb a nation into smithereens where it only has 4% of its electricity, where you can't feed your family, where the water is impure, and everything else, where there's orphans living on the street, of course you're going to leave. You're going to go elsewhere because you have no choice. And so multiculturalism is a function of warfare. Now, you don't think that all of the people in the Middle East should necessarily come to the United States, do you?
No, of course not. I mean, in fact, my own family, the only reason my family bounced around not only the Middle East, then they went to Britain, and then they ended up in New York in 1931, is because the British Empire decided to bomb southern Iraq, where my family comes from, the village of Al-Azaz in Kufa, completely annihilated it, and drove Iraqis all over the Middle East before many settled in the UK or either in New York. My own fiance, whose family comes from South Lebanon, they were driven out into Canada only because of the civil war and the Zionist occupation. One of my closest friends, Naveed Khan, who's over at Lost Scribe Media, I implore everybody to check out his website and his information. His family is from occupied Afghanistan. Because of the British meddling and the American meddling over the last 100 years, many of his family members left. And in Afghanistan at one point, unbeknownst to many people, and of course there are a lot of racist, bigoted, orientalist persons who view Afghanistan as just a hole in the wall somewhere. Afghanistan was actually one of the most beautiful and one of the most progressive countries in the world until the CIA stuck its dirty hands in it. So my opinion is that we would all like to stay where we came from. That's where we came from. We love our land just like anyone else loves their land. But there are occasions where the bombs fall, the fourth generation warfare at the hands of Mossad and CIA start, and it literally makes the countries unlivable. I believe that there should be a global policy, and obviously we need a global reshaping and a global realignment in which the global north and the global south work together in symbiosis, not exploitation.
Right. You could also apply that, well, right after the Vietnam War. The Vietnamese came here because, I mean, the U.S. military destroyed their country. So we see it in so many countries. But obviously, people do want to stay in their own countries. All righty, there was another question here. We're going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest today, Jonathan Azaziah.